Okay? Okay. Kent, the Country Morning Show here in time for a Bachelorette update, the second most unrealistic reality show on television. I'm joined right now by my lovely, talented, ever so vivacious wife, Joy. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Hey, we are down to the final four, honey.
We are.
But before we get into it, I just want to play this soundbite from JoJo last night.
In my entire life of dating, I've never met one guy, let alone four, that has made me feel this good and this happy. But who's going to be the best husband for me? Who's going to be the best life partner? I don't know that answer.
I think JoJo's finally realizing, holy crap, this is the real deal.
She's really fallen for these guys, and I think it's getting harder and harder for her to send people home, especially once you meet the family. That makes it, you know, definitely even harder.
Honestly, it's like she was fitting in with him, and I think she can see herself in every scenario.
Absolutely.
Well, let's start with your favorite. Chase kicked things off. He is from Colorado. They met up in the mountains there. And how'd you feel that whole thing went with your guy, Chase?
His family was a little bit quiet. They weren't real excitable, but they were nice. They were a really nice family. He had his dad come separate to his house and, you know, talk to them. And that was a little bit weird because he kind of brought up some past things, you know, about his mom and dad's relationship. And I feel like that was probably awkward for JoJo. But other than that, I mean, I thought it went good.
Yes. And there was like times where he was saying that when his mom and dad divorced, like there was lawsuits and all kinds of things going on, thinking, oh my goodness, does she really want to hear all that? But she did. And then the next guy in Jordan, I've got another little soundbite to play for you here, because that whole deal has to revolve around their famous multimillionaire professional football brother, Aaron. And she finally got the nerve last night, Joy, to ask him this.
Okay, so I know your brother Aaron's not going to be here, but
right.
What is, like, is that something that we don't talk about?
What, no, I mean, yeah.
Will it come up?
No,
how
I
do you want?
Come up.
I want you to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I want.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't need to be a. Doesn't need to be a topic. I'll just tell him we talked about it.
I know.
What is going on? I mean, is it that bad of a deal?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it is. You know, if there's animosity between brothers and siblings, you know, the parents, it probably is kind of a touchy subject. But it was, I felt like he's very snippy about it whenever she brings it up. And she's just trying to understand, you know, what went wrong.
Yeah.
I think so she can understand him more. And he gets real snippy about it. And she asks his older brother about it. And he kind of gives her the same.
Yep.
Same kind of reaction. You know,
and I really feel like Jordan Rogers, I feel like his jeans are entirely too tight. Like these are skinny jeans to the nth degree, Joy.
I don't know how he gets out of them. I really don't.
I don't either. It's like, I don't know if they were jeans or if they were jeggings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One thing that I do appreciate about JoJo is the fact that these guys are coming forward and they're saying, I'm falling in love with you. I love you, JoJo. But JoJo has not said that back.
Until?
Until when?
Until Robbie. Whenever, she doesn't tell Robbie, but she tells Robbie's mom that she's falling in love with him.
And I don't get it, because Robbie, to me, just got out of a relationship and she's very, very scared about this.
Yes. I think he was genuine whenever he said he didn't leave her to be on the show. There had to be other issues, but you know, when we think about the timing, if they broke up 3 or 4 months ago, like you said, when did he actually apply for the show?
Right.
You know, they had to have been together while he, you know, whenever he applied. So I don't know, but he did seem genuine when he was talking to his mom about it. And he was really worried that it was going to affect, you know, her decision. He's definitely not my favorite, but like I said last night, if it comes down to him and Jordan, I'll have to go for Robbie, unfortunately.
I gotcha. That's where we're at right now. And then finally, we get to the Texas gentleman, a soft-spoken military war veteran, one Luke, also from Texas. The more I watch Luke, Joy, the more I like the guy. The more I like him. he picks up his woman here in a big old pickup truck, and they go riding out. He's got the whole family there and all the friends, and he's having a barbecue. He makes a little pathway with a heart at the end of it. I don't know. I really, really like Luke, and I have a bad feeling that he's going to get cut.
I mean, at the end, you know, it says she knows what she has to do, and she's going to send Luke home. And he ends up pulling her aside and actually saying, you know, I love you. Because that night, he did all the right stuff. You know, he did all this romantic stuff for her, and his family was great. They were really outgoing and loving, and it went really well, but he never actually said, I love you.
Right.
And so he waited till the rose ceremony to pull her aside to say that. But yeah, he did. He poured his heart out, and she tells him it's tears of happiness, but I don't know that she's feeling it.
Now it's down to Chase, Jordan, Robbie, and Luke. It was to be continued last night. Next week, it's a two-night event. First thing Monday, we're going to find out who goes home. Who are you saying goes home first thing Monday, Joy?
I don't know. I'm so nervous. I really think it may still be Luke, but I think that Chase is kind of right there behind him, unfortunately. I don't know. I feel like the two real people are Luke and Chase, and I think that they're the ones that are kind of at the bottom of her list there.
That's what's happening on The Bachelorette, the second most unrealistic reality show on TV. Now, I have some slim-fitting jeans. You know this.
Yes.
But I'm thinking I'm going to go out and I'm going to get some official skinny jeans. What do you think?
No. Nope. That's okay.
I mean, these things, they're so tight. And I've tried them on before and I'm like, no, I'm not cut for this.
Yeah, there's no way. No.
All right, babe. Hey, have All a great right. day. I love you.
I love you too.
Kent in the country.
Yeah. It's old skinny jeans. It's kind of like that song, We Just Disagree. I'm more of a relaxed fit, very relaxed overall kind of guy. Music from Chris Young. It's on the way, and a Quizzle update coming up.
Kent in the country. New country's in 100.